see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. There are a lot of songs and hymn, spirituals, campfire songs about the saints. We started with, "For all the saints who from their labors rest." In a little while, we'll be singing, "I sing a song of the saints of God." Then there are other hymns such as, "For thy dear saints, O Lord." Or, the old spiritual, "When the saints come marching in." And there's many, many others that are either in our hymnals or that have been a part of the church for ages, reminding us of those who have came before us. Now today we are celebrating the Feast of All Saints. The actual feast day was this last Wednesday, and we celebrated it at our Wednesday service. But the rubrics allow us to move All Saints also to the following Sunday. And then Thursday was the commemoration of the faithfully departed, also known as All Souls Day, in which we remember those who have passed. So this day we remember all the wonderful saints that have come before us. But what is a saint? Now, the word saint itself comes from the Latin word sanctus, which means holy or sacred. But Paul talks about saints all the time in his letters. Now, the Greek word that he would have been using in his letters is, hagios, which means set apart, or those who are held up or holy. And when Paul writes to the saints, he's talking to people who are alive. Many of his letters wishes greetings to the saints. And sometimes when he says saints, it seems like he's talking about the whole congregation. And then there's other times where he'll say, send his greetings to the saints and the brothers and sisters of the church, giving you this idea that the saints are somebody a little bit more important. And of course, when we talk about saints, we're usually talking about somebody who's died, and it's usually something or someone who's fairly significant, like our own Saint Andrew or Saint Mary, the mother of Jesus. But we're all saints. We're all called to live a life that is sacred, that is filled with the holy. We are the children of God, as we see in the first epistle by John. Those who have been called to proclaim the good news to others. But there are those who have come before us who really, really did put their faith to the test. People who gave up maybe a life of comfort, or as we often see with our apostles and early fathers and mothers of the church, left their homes behind. There are those many martyrs who gave their life for the church. And then there are many great teachers. But on All Saints, along with remembering all those very famous people, we remember those saints that maybe do not get recognized by history. Maybe they've been forgotten over time. Maybe when they were alive, because they worked so quietly, were never even recognized then. But in All Saints, we also remember those many people who have come before us in our own personal lives, who have helped us to form our own faith. Maybe it was a grandparent. Maybe it was a member of the church that you remember from long ago. Maybe it was just a person you saw out in the street who really live into Christ for others. I often think of looking back of people in my own life, like Sally Paik, who was, when I met her, was probably in her early 90s. And she was the type of person, she usually sat about, you know, she sat where Jack and Janet would be sitting, and she's the type of person who had no problem with tapping you on the shoulder and telling you you were in her pew. But at the same time, you know, she was very active with a group of women who came together and said, you know, they'd come together weekly and they'd take the list of prayers that were handed in and pray for the people on that list. And making sure that if somebody was in need, you know, we don't see them as many often as you used to, the prayer trees, where people would call around and tell and get other people involved with praying. And even when she became to the point where it was just difficult for her to leave the house and her vision was basically gone, she still liked to receive the weekly bulletin. And though she couldn't read the name, she liked to pray for the people on it while holding it. And I always think about that faithfulness, even though, as I said, she'd kick you out of her pew, but she had prayed to the end of time for you. And I also think about other people who are like in my own family. You know, I think of my great aunt Alice, who, you know, it seemed like her whole day was a time of prayer, and all she could ever talk about is the wonders of Jesus and how Jesus loved you. And I'm sure each and every one of us has a memory of somebody in their life. Or maybe, you know, I think about the times when I was working on street ministries of some of the blessed street people, you know, people that from every other account would probably have been counted as insane. But when you saw them and you talked to them and they would talk to you about God and you'd see that beatific look in their face, and you could truly believe this person probably talked face to face with God, and maybe they did. So I remember many of those people on this day, and I hope you do too. Thinking about that reading from Revelation today, about the multitudes in heaven standing before God, singing praises to the Lamb, thinking of all who have gone on to join that heavenly choir. Today, I hope that you'll take some time out. Just look at these readings. To think about the prayers. To consider the saints that have passed through your own life. But also think about the saints who are with you each day. To consider how they have made a difference in your own life, in your own faith. And to honor them in the best way we can ever honor those people who came before us, by continuing to find ways to proclaim the good news, whether it's through acts of love, whether it's through verbally sharing our story of our faith, but to freely give away all that love that was given to you unto others.